And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Now that Larry is free of the charge of murdering the handsome young ne'er-do-well Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, he is burdened with another worry. For Mary is now in a New York hospital with her face and hands completely swathed in bandages as a result of acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent, young Wilson's actual murderer. Right now, Larry's at his club, the Green Room Club on Gramercy Square, in earnest conversation with his good friend Lester Jordan, another actor. We hear...
I want you to know that I'll never get over what you did for me, Les. Putting up money for my lawyer, going to all that trouble with Claudia Vincent.
And I don't give myself much credit for the Claudia part of it, Larry. I was a complete sap and fell for a bait like a hungry trout.
And what about me? How do you think I feel, getting mixed up with her in the first place? If I'd had the sense I was born with, I'd have seen through her long ago. And if I had, Mary wouldn't be in the hospital now.
How is she? What does the doctor say, Larry?
Dr. Allen doesn't say anything. I only wish he would. Been pestering him with questions until I'm blue in the face. He only shakes his head and says, oh, it's too soon to tell. These things take time. Everything's being done that can be done. We'll know more when we change the bandages.
And when'll that be?
I don't know that either. I'm the most uninformed guy in the world about this. Well, let me tell you, I'm just about going crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. I feel pretty guilty about it myself.
You? Why should you feel guilty, Lester?
Well, it all happened in my apartment. I might have done something to keep Mary from having acid hurled in her face. Larry, if you only knew the times I've gone over this and said to myself, why the devil didn't you keep an eye on Mary Noble when you realized the truth? How could you be so stupid as to let her go into that room and start prowling around? Why didn't you keep her at a safe distance? But no. I was so completely overwhelmed when I found out that Claudia Vincent had actually murdered this Wilson fellow.
Look here, Les. There's no point in blaming yourself. You've been the best kind of friend right straight through this thing. There's no reason why you should step up and get yourself involved.
I still think I should have realized. I remember it so clearly. Claudia and I were in the living room of my apartment. I turned the place over to her and then moved here to the club.
Yes, I know.
We'd finished dinner and were having coffee by the fire. Suddenly the bell rang, and I shouted to my housekeeper that I'd get it and went to the door. Larry, I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw Mary and a couple of police officers. I didn't recognize Inspector Ferguson. Anyhow, the whole thing happened so fast.
Yes, I'll bet it did. Can you imagine Mary digging around until she discovered the evidence to convict Claudia? When everyone had failed. When it was a cinch that I'd either be convicted or... Well, the very best I could expect was a hung jury.
And that's what your lawyer, Hubert Savage, told me, I can tell you now because it's all over, but he wasn't any too happy about the case.
Neither was I, Les. That's why I'm so darn abject in my gratitude. Listen, I think you know me pretty well. Next to Tom Bryson, I'd say you know me better than any of my friends.
Well, I guess that's right, Larry.
Well, right now, I'm in one devil of a spot.
Still, it's a little better than it was, don't you think?
Oh, yes, of course. As far as I'm concerned, everything is great. A free man, go where I please, nobody to stop me. All I have to think of now is where my next job is coming from. How I'm going to pay off my debts. And just in case you've forgotten, what am I going to do about Mary?
What can you do, Larry?
You've hit the nail on the head. What can I do? After getting her into this mess through my own obstinacy... After insisting that I knew what I was doing, I forced Claudia Vincent down Harold Ramsey's throat, got him to accept her as the new leading lady in the play. Now what? Claudia may have disfigured Mary's face for life, for all I know. Mary may go through the rest of her days a living testament to my stupidity.
Now take it easy, Larry.
I'm sorry, that's my problem. I didn't come here to load you down with any more of my troubles. Look, Les, what I want you to do is to figure up what you've sunk in this mess. I mean, the money you put up for my lawyer, the The money you put up to keep Claudia hanging around.
I'll take care of that little fund. That's my personal responsibility.
Oh, no, Les. No,
don't argue
all.
With me, Larry. Do you realize that I was falling in love with Claudia Vincent? Do you know that I'd probably have asked her to marry me? That's how nuts I was. And you asked me to put that on the tab? No, thanks.
Well...
And what's more, the money we took up for you at the club is something you can forget about.
Forget? Oh, I won't ever forget. I want to pay back every cent. It's the least I can do. I only wish it could be that easy to pay back for what I've done to Mary. If she doesn't come out of this unscarred, do you think that I can ever forgive myself?
And at the same time, Mary, in her hospital bed, is speaking to her nurse.
Miss Clark, would you do a great favor for me?
Oh, of course, Mrs. Noble, anything you say.
I'd like you to write a letter.
Oh, certainly.
And I don't want you to tell anyone about this. Would you promise not to tell anyone?
Why, yes, of course.
It's very important to me. And if I could only do it myself, I wouldn't ask you. But as you know...
Now, don't you fret yourself. Dr. Allen wants you to be just as quiet as you can. And if he thought I'd allowed you to get yourself unhappy, he'd pull me right off this case.
I'm not the least bit unhappy. But this is something I must attend to. It's a personal matter. I'm depending on you because there's nothing else I can do. If you say anything about it, I shall be terribly upset, Miss Clark.
Oh, you needn't worry, Mrs. Noble, as long as it's not going to distress you.
Then please, just write this note for me. Do you have paper and a pen?
Yes, it's right here. There's stationery in this desk, and I have a pen.
Good. Then please take this down.
All right, go ahead.
The letter is to Tom Bryson.
Tom, that's a familiar name. I can't quite place it.
He's a very famous playwright. A close family friend.
Oh, of course, I know now. I remember so many of his plays.
I'll give you his address in Hollywood later. But right now, I want you to write, Dear Tom.
Dear Tom, yes?
Will you do something for me? And not ask me why.
And not ask me why, yes.
It's very important to Larry to have work right now. I don't have to explain why. But it's worse than that, Tom.
Oh, wait a minute. But it's worse than that. All right, Mrs. Noble.
It's very important for Larry to get away.
Get away? Yes, I have that.
I know this is asking a lot, but it means everything to both of us.
Both of us? Yes.
So if you can possibly arrange it, please. Please, Tom. If you can find something for Larry right now in Hollywood... Do this for me. I know that he hasn't wanted to go to the coast before, but this is different. This is...
Just a minute. You are going a little fast, Mrs. Noble.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Clark. Where did I confuse you?
Hasn't wanted to go to the coast, but this is different.
That's right. Now then, please, Tom, don't ask any questions. If you can get a good offer, do this for me. With love, Mary.
With? Love, Mary.
Oh, you'd better explain in the postscript why I can't write this letter myself.
Oh, yes. And yet...
What is it?
I don't know how to say this, Mrs. Noble.
Well, just try.
I don't mean to be personal about your own affairs.
Please tell me, Miss Clark.
I was thinking... You know, it's been in the papers and all... I mean about Mr. Noble being in jail and accused of murder and this Claudia Vincent being called his sweetheart and all.
Claudia Vincent made that story up herself. My husband was only trying to help her. He thought she had great talent as an actress. And so...
Oh, I know, Mrs. Noble. I guess all stage people are the same, don't you think?
I don't know quite what you mean.
Well, just that it stands to reason. A man like Larry Noble, a big star... It stands to reason he's got all the women in the world after him.
He's not like that, Miss Clark.
That's what they all say, but I've seen enough of him, and, well, what can you expect? Beautiful women throwing themselves at their feet, it's no wonder. But at the same time, Mrs. Noble, do you think you really want me to send this letter?
Yes, I do. What makes you ask?
Only, well... Mr. Noble's so wonderful looking and all, and he's just crazy about you, even with all those bandages on your face. I don't know why you'd want to send him away. I just can't imagine.
In show business, we're all used to being separated.
I expect so, but at the same time, won't you be lonesome? Left here all by yourself?
Mary Noble doesn't answer. Her tears are hidden in the deep folds of the bandages that cover her face. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.